I was in the United States Navy and arrived in Australia after having joined the Navy in America and went to an intelligence operations school in Washington, D.C., then transferred to Fleet Radio Unit, Melbourne. And that's when I arrived in Australia about May of 1943. And when we finally got allocated to a certain section of the intelligence building, we had the Royal Australian Women's Services to bring around messages, and the last that I sort of thought was a bit timid, I eventually found out that that was Mavis Dean, and I thought, yeah, she's not a bad-looking sort, so if I get the opportunity, I wouldn't mind inviting her out. So having been bold enough to ask the question if she'd like to go out with me a few times, she refused, and I found out that she was not really engaged to an Australian Air Force fella, but she was pretty sort of wrapped in him, and he was over in England. But this particular event that was coming up on a Wednesday night, Audie Shaw had formed a Navy band and came to Melbourne and was going to give a concert in the Melbourne Town Hall. So I asked Mavis if she would like to come with me. So she said, oh, yes, she'd like to do that. So we went along to this Audie Shaw concert, which he played most of his numbers that he was really famous for, like Frenzy and Begin the Begin. And I think Mavis was a bit taken with that particular night. And then the question of getting her home, because the concert ended about midnight, and we just caught the last tram to take Mavis home in Caulfield, and then it left me with the problem of getting home. And, of course, the all-night trams ran about once every hour, and I didn't want to wait on the street corner for an hour to try to catch the thing, so I started to walk. And this fellow was driving a milk cart there, delivering milk. He asked me if I'd like to have a ride, because he was going down in the same direction. So I said, oh, yeah, that'll be fine. So he said, well, you better have this bottle of milk and drink it, because I can see it's going to take you a long while to get home. And he was quite right, because it was about 5 o'clock in the morning before I got back to the place that I was barracked at. And I thought, well, if this is going to happen every time I take Mavis out, I don't think we'll be going out very often. However, funnily enough and happily enough, eventuated that Mavis did accept my invitation to go out on the quite a number of times. In particular at night time, the same story. I'd start walking home, and sometimes I'd catch the tram, and sometimes I'd catch the milk cart.